Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Welcome.
Well, should we just dive right into this one?
Let's talk about porn.
Porn.
Pornography.
Yeah, pornography. That's
such a weird fucking
word.
It
really is.
Have you ever looked up like the written definition of porn?
I actually never have.
It's such a boring definition.
What is it?
Well, like, I don't have it in front of me, but it's essentially referencing television and books and being aroused.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking airplane.
Again.
It's like a fucking fighter jet.
We literally purposely restarted this because the fucking airplane started going over us right when we were recording this episode.
I don't know. Should we just fucking cave and get a studio, soundproof studio? We're so fucking torn on this.
Yeah, I know. What does everyone think when they watch our actual videos?
It's way better.
It's like more interesting. We rent different locations each time and have a different change of scenery.
Yeah, not just a padded room.
Yeah.
With a hanging microphone.
With headphones and heading. Yeah.
No diss to that. The sound is amazing.
It is.
But fuck, it's so boring. I just don't want to sit in an office at a desk.
Yeah, I know. I guess for the people that just listen to our audio, they're like, damn, these girls are amateurs. This sounds like shit.
Hopefully it doesn't sound that bad.
Hopefully not. Although we were in downtown LA, last month with the... going on, the sirens and
sirens and windows and police, fucking
my God,
helicopters, like fuck,
it was so bad.
So
car alarms.
I think that there was like a solid 2 minutes of car alarms.
Yeah, there was.
Maybe we do have to cave. We'll take your guys' input.
We will. We'll try it next time. But in the meantime, In the meantime. Back to porn. I'm sure you guys are like, okay, when are you guys going to talk about that? So here we go.
I feel like porn is such a controversial subject. People either
hate
it or they fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either they think it's immoral and wrong and degrading, or they think it's fucking empowering and hot and whatever. You know, maybe there's some middle grounds. Like, are there middle grounds people on porn who are just like, eh, they can have it either way?
Yeah. I feel like I'm one of those middle ground people. I'm like, you know, because I think everything in moderation is fine, you know?
Agreed.
Sometimes.
It depends on what it is and for you personally. But I would agree. Like, for me, it's kind of just like it can be an added thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or... it cannot be. It doesn't, make or break me.
Exactly.
I don't need porn to get aroused.
Yeah. You can go either way, too. It's like, okay, you know.
People do need porn to get aroused.
There are many people who are addicted and need it. And that's when it kind of comes a problem, especially for them. Because I would think it ruins sex when they need it. Because if they need it to get hard or to get...
yeah, or to get aroused.
To get off,
then it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
Not only for them, but if they're in a relationship, if you're in a relationship with somebody who needs porn to get aroused, that's probably got to be pretty heavy for you too.
Oh, I could imagine.
I mean, I can't really imagine because that hasn't happened to me, but
I can imagine that being very fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know?
I just can't imagine being in a relationship with somebody that's addicted to porn.
No.
And how that would make me feel. You know, kind of going back to one of our last conversations, I feel like that might be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
If the person wasn't willing to help themselves regarding that. You know, if they had no desire to change that, then that would be a huge issue.
That is a huge issue because then you feel like, okay, is this person not attracted to me? Am I not doing enough for
them? And I don't even think it's about that. I think it's more having to do with the real root of the problem, which is the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can use things, like you said, in moderation, like alcohol or... I know, drugs, whatever people decide to use.
Yeah.
Some people can only use it a few times and it doesn't impact them. And then other people, they use it and they're just fucking addicted or it destroys their life, mm-hmm. you know? And so I feel like porn is one of those things where, you know, it can do something for you. It could just be like an added addition, like we're talking about, mm-hmm. or it can fucking break you.
Yeah. It can really screw things up for you.
and I think that especially, you know, it can just alter your mind in terms of like what is real.
Yes.
It fucks up your reality because let's be honest, like porn is not it's reality. Not like real. That's not how fucking people, you know, have sex. Yeah. You know, it's very detached.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I actually kind of find a little bit of humor in it.
Like the intros?
Intro to porn. Like, okay, so question. Do you skip the intro or do you watch the intro?
Skip.
Yeah. I'm definitely a skipper too, but I know some people that literally watch it. Like watch the intro like with the intent of being aroused. And I'm like, if I'm watching the intro, I'm purely finding humor in
it. Yeah, total, because it's so cheesy.
It's so fucking cheesy. It's like, hello, can I come in? You know, and they're like, you know, with the fucking mailman or the, you know, mm-hmm. stepmom, or that's a whole other fucking thing.
Oh my God, they're categories.
Like, all the categories of porn, there are so many. I mean, as they say, different strokes for different folks, but shit, there are so many different types of porn.
It's crazy. It's like, holy shit, but everyone's into different shit.
Everyone is into different things.
Yeah.
Into different things. But I do have to wonder, like, does being an avid porn watcher kind of change your sexual tastes in terms of in real life? Like, if you watch something in porn, are you more inclined to, like, start liking that if it's not something that you were into before? Hmm. I feel like I can see how that would be.
Yeah.
You know? Like, not saying, like, some types of porn are, like, a gateway to more porn, but fuck, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, like, getting super into certain fetishes or certain things. Like, we're talking about fucking your stepmom or your fucking, like, you know, black on white, white on black, gay,
Yeah. And no diss to certain people, that's your thing, but I don't know. Sometimes you see certain categories and you're just like, what the fuck?
The one that some of them I just can't, you know, like there's certain categories I won't watch, even though I know the categories are not like actual truthful.
Yeah.
Like, come on, that's not their fucking stepmom. Yeah. You know, like, that's another porn star who they're fucking and they just caption it for the fucking clickbait.
Yeah.
You know? But still, I'm not going to click on teen fucking porn. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not going to sit there and watch
teen
or mom on son or fucking sister, brother, or whatever the fuck the shit. Again, no disrespect to anybody who gets off on whatever the fuck they get off on.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'm certainly not going to watch that, even though I know that there's no realism to
it. Yeah, because just putting it in your mind.
Yeah, if there's something I'm not attracted to, I'm not going to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's one positive thing about porn, right? Is that you can, like, pick and choose what it is you're into.
Yeah.
So if you like watching chicks with big tits, you can click big tits.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So whatever makes you happy.
Uh-huh. Whatever floats your boat, whether it's amateur or if it's professional or...
Also, I suppose the problem with the flip side of that for the people that have problems with that is, like, when you watch something so much, mm-hmm. you start to need it.
Yes. Yeah.
You start to need it to have sex, to be aroused... I mean, and it just starts to kind of disconnect you from the real world thing.
And it's kind of sad. It really is.
It sucks. I've even heard about men having issues with like erectile dysfunction from literally watching.
They need it to get hard. Yeah.
No, I'm saying they can't even get hard anymore because they've watched so much porn that they're like desensitized to being aroused.
They ran out of categories.
Or the reward is just gone. You know, we are human, and our brains and the chemicals in our brains impact, you know, how we feel inside.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you're constantly just staring at that, I would assume that that would be similar to, and I know this is just for lack of better comparison, but like when you're in the military and you're subjected to seeing violence and war, like that, you get desensitized to it. Something that might have freaked you the fuck out when you first started the job no longer makes you bat an eye.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I feel like maybe that's exactly what porn does.
That happens to a lot of people that are paramedics or EMTs too. Like you have trauma, same thing. They just get totally used to seeing
desensitized.
That.
Desensitized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have no more reaction.
Yeah.
You know? And I really do think that that's like an adequate comparison to porn, because if you absolutely watch that every single day, all day, like, you know, like an addiction.
Well, it's so easy to access.
Do anything.
It's so easy
to access.
Like, more so now than ever.
Gone are the days of needing to hide your Playboy under your mattress. You know, still images maybe don't even cut it for people that watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or don't even cut it for the majority, just because it's become so, you know, accessible, normalized. You know, not that it shouldn't be normalized, not saying that at all, but just because of how easy it is to access, it's like you just need more and more and more.
Yep. Exactly. And that's with, I mean,
everything. Yeah. Substances, alcohol.
Yep.
Food, anything that you could be addicted to as a human, shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, there's so many.
Well, and this is kind of related on topic, but okay, do you get on your – okay, I'm going to talk about this now for a second. On OnlyFans, do you get people go, why are you on a sex site if you don't even do porn?
Oh, fuck. I don't think anybody's actually said that specifically to me. I mean, people are like, why aren't you getting naked, or why don't you do this, or fuck, I can pay less for a blowjob at the strip club. Mm-hmm. I've definitely had those. Yeah. But I've never had anybody ask me why I'm on a
– Someone asked me that the other day, and I'm just like – what? Like, first of all,
OnlyFans is not.
It's not just a sex site.
It's not even a sex site. It's a platform for subscriptions, and there are all sorts of creators on it.
Oh my God. Especially now, it's so mainstream. You see all sorts of pages of, you know,
music,
cooking,
food, cooking,
DJ,
actors, actresses, models, people with specified talents. I mean, it's essentially
our podcast page.
Yes. Shout out.
Yeah.
There's just so many different varieties that it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
That would be like saying that Instagram is a fucking sex site because there's sexy images on it.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. You can find similar content on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe not – you can't lock your DMs and set them on Instagram.
And monetize it.
You can't monetize it to that, you know, context. Yeah. But – the reality is I see naked pictures on Instagram.
Oh, someone literally tagged me in a porn clip, and it showed up on my tagged photos.
I get those
the other day.
All the time.
I'm like, what the hell is
it's
this?
It's always like from India. And I'm like, or I either get tagged in like sex videos. And I'm like, ugh, remove.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or guys posing in front of their cars in foreign countries.
I get those too.
They're like in a chicken mart, and they're like
a chicken mart.
Like a market of some sort. You know, like they're in a market, and there's like freaking live chickens behind them, and they're like standing there with their glasses and their iPhone. Like,
that's hilarious.
You know, and I'm like, wait, what? Wow, so off topic, but it's hilarious. It's either one or the other. But if we're being real, like, kind of the world does really kind of revolve or heavily revolve around sex. Like, sex is in everything.
It is.
You know, it's because in TV, it's in movies, it's in songs, it's in photos, just there. I personally just don't feel, and I don't know how you feel about this, so I guess I'll ask you, how do you feel about, like, there being restrictions on porn?
What do you mean restrictions on porn? Like,
so there have been some states in the South, and I believe it's Mississippi, but there's a few states that are working trying to actually ban porn in their states.
That sounds crazy to me, because I think if they do that, people are always going to find a way.
I mean, I feel like people are going to find a way no matter what, but I think that they're like maybe trying to send a message. You know, they believe, and there is obviously some truth to this. There is a lot of bad porn out there. You know, there's revenge porn. There's porn, porn of children, which is not okay.
That's not okay.
There's
rape porn.
There's a lot of stuff that's very negative. You know, that's kind of under that umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if mainstream is not fucking okay with that, it exists on the internet.
Yeah,
and so I think their stance is like, okay, well, this is contributing to sex trafficking and sex trafficking of children, and we need to send a message that it's not okay. So I'm totally okay with placing some type of restrictions or cracking down or having some type of extra team that, like, tracks down and you know, fights that part that is just so wrong. But I just don't know if what they're doing is supposed to, like, be for all of porn. Are they just going after that segment? It kind of seems like a difficult issue.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really difficult, because how do you take out one type
it's quite a few,
but then
it's a section of it. How do you go after one section of a thing? And I mean, it should be gone after. Like, that stuff shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't
be online.
No, it's just,
it's fucked up.
It is, it's twisted.
It's super fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, because I think that a lot of, you know, states, and I think these are southern states, are going to be allowed to, like, opt into whatever thing they're trying to get passed. So who knows? Yeah, that shit's just so fucked up. It's like hard to get, you know, it's hard to get your mind around that kind of shit.
It is.
You know?
I know. There's a lot of fucked up
shit in the world.
a lot of fucked up people, a lot of fucked up topics,
issues. But I think that, like, my major takeaway from porn is just that, you know, it exists.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, fuck, I have actually, have you ever been on a porn site where you actually kind of get sucked in?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, what's the next one? Oh, click, 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 click. You know? I'm like, fuck. I'm not going to lie, I've gotten sucked into those. But I'm, like, less engaged with, like, the, you know, the, like, volume up or volume down.
Oh, volume, I don't know.
It depends.
It depends.
For me, I'm like, I have to turn off the volume.
Yeah.
I just can't handle it. It's just, I think
it's so fake.
It takes,
like,
away so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like, there's no realism in it. You know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And it's like, who the fuck would say that shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, everybody is into different things, and some people are very vocal into sex, which I'm all for.
Oh, yeah.
But you can just tell it's not authentic, you know?
Yeah. And like you said, that kind of becomes distracting.
It does become distracting. Like, it's just like volume either off or, like, really low.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To where it's like you can just kind of hear, like, the parts that you want to hear, which is like the faint moans.
Totally.
That's all I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Give you some realism there a little bit, you know?
A little bit. So my first experiences watching porn were, I mean, shocking and also funny. I feel like I kind of saw porn, like, later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, I don't know, maybe 17 or 18. I'd seen magazines, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like, yeah, of course.
I was always peeping in, like, checking out what those were like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in terms of, like, actual porn movies, yeah, that took me a while to see. And I was actually, like, living with a roommate, and he got a box out from his attic, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, there were some, like, dusty ass VHSs.
We still had that's the first time I watched it was a VHS too.
VHS porn. And so we dusted that shit off and we pressed play, and it was like, I was just like, what am I watching? You know, and this was, you know, obviously quite a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the videos were God knows when, like, I don't know, the 70s, the 80s. And so it was like, you know, all of these, like, super high bikini lines and, like, full on bushes And I was like, whoa, what is this? You know? And they had their, like, Jane Fonda, like, socks. And it was just like, it was very comical, which maybe helped watching it for the first time, because I was watching it with, like, male friends, you know, like my roommates, and I was just dying, you know, like this.
So it was like more of a comical thing.
It was more of a comical thing for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
What about you?
I mean, I remember like the whole VHS thing, you know, and just, I don't remember what I first thought, but just that was like the first time I ever watched one was a VHS. So old school.
Was it like the 70s or 80s time period too, or was it newer?
No, it was probably, well, like probably late 80s, early 90s. Yeah.
Just so funny.
So different from what you see now, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't remember much. It was so long ago, but I just remember it being on VHS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely never forget VHS.
Yeah. Long live VHS tapes.
I think that I didn't end up seeing, like, watching seriously another one until I was a little bit older. And then it was, like, so dramatic. I remember watching it and being like, this is like a fucking movie, like a full-on movie with like a cast and everything. It was a lot different than
like a romance, like a 90s romance novel, no, but like put 2000s. Into movies.
I'm trying to remember what movie it was, but it had like something to do with like pirates and pirate ships.
Whoa, what? Like Pirates of the Caribbean porn edition?
Yeah, pretty much. I can't remember who was in it, but it was like very theatrical. And I thought like, wow, okay, this is kind of interesting, but way too long for my attention span.
That's interesting. Like, yeah.
Me, I'm kind of like quick. Like, I'd rather watch something just kind of short than like something like really fucking drawn out.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. Man, you even see those kind like now that are like super...
I'm sure they still have them. Yeah. I just don't go seeking, you know, porn DVDs with stories and storylines and themes and, you know.
Yeah.
I definitely am like, fast forward. Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Get to the good part. Well, everything in moderation, I think, but for the people that can moderate. Yeah. For the people that do have an addiction, you know, it kind of sounds cliche to say go seek help. You know what I mean? But
no, but really, if you feel like you can't get aroused with or you can't get aroused by porn, mm-hmm. you know, and you need it in your day-to-day life or to sexually function, then I absolutely do think that anyone like that should get help. Anyone experiencing that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like... addictions are all under the same umbrella. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, like this one's so bad, that one's so bad. Like they affect people.
They do.
All the same. Mm-hmm. They disrupt their lives. They disrupt the people who love them's lives as well.
Yeah.
It's like it's not easy for anyone involved, you know?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine having to deal with that. Oh, like that yeah. would just be so consuming.
That would be. Absolutely.
You know? So, yeah. So if that is you or someone you know, then, you know, suggest that they get help with it.
They need to have like one of those, you know, they have for gambling, the hotlines if you're addicted to gambling.
Oh, do they have those?
I don't know, like addicted to porn call. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure there are self-help there are groups for everything, you know. And if not, if you're a moderate porn user or you enjoy watching porn on occasion, then keep enjoying your porn.
All right, you guys. Cheers.
Cheers.